I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I was going back to the 80s, my friend. Flock of Seagulls. Space Age Love Song.
I am not as familiar with this song as I am with their other hit, Iran.
This should have been in every 80s movie. Every 80s movie. Love this song. Doesn't sound that good on an acoustic guitar, as I learned two nights ago. Wife rolling her eyes at me. I love the guitar in it. I love right here. The next break. It's a long one. Sorry, but it's a good one.
Fortunately, we have a 4-hour program.
We could play the whole thing if we wanted to.
Just keep going.
Yeah.
Oh, why don't we talk some Padres baseball?
Yeah, just let it play.
To the guitar. We'll just bring it back up. You let me know when we're getting close. There, Woodsy. Well, listen, we'll push up a flock of seagulls.
It's right here. No. It's my favorite part. Very melodic. Makes me very happy when I hear it. Thank you for indulging me, my flock of seagulls.
News that made
me... Do you
me...
like flock of seagulls?
I can see you do.
Wedding singer, so good. Hey, do you like flock of seagulls?
Do you like flock of seagulls?
I can see you do.
It's fantastic. I did not know Paulie had that in the cache over there.
Hey, do you like flock of seagulls?
I can see you do.
I can see the guy's face.
Clip is 2.7 seconds long, and everybody knows that scene, right?
I'm like floored right now. It's so good. Oh, that killed me. Woo, thank you.
News that made me happy yesterday was Denelson Lamet throwing his first live BP session, like full intensity for the most part.
Yep.
And reportedly feeling good.
Said he leapt off the mound.
Yeah, coming out of it. Now, obviously, they'll see how he feels today. It's part of a ongoing process, and I guess he didn't break out the sliders. He threw some change-ups, he said, which isn't really been part of the Denelson Lamet arsenal, but if he can add a change-up to that just wipe-out slider,
come on,
he
dude.
Throws.
Come on!
He's already a Cy Young Award candidate, finished fourth in the National League Cy Young voting last year. Man, so far the starting pitching, very exciting and very promising for the Padres, given Chris Paddock's performance.
Yep.
A couple of days ago, Denelson Lamet continuing to make progress. You know what you're getting with Blake Snell, Yu Darvish. Joe Musgrove's going to get his first Cactus League start on Friday. Things are looking just the way that A.J. Preller was hoping they would look at this point in spring training.
Well, you can't forget about Ryan Weathers, who touched 97.4 on the gun yesterday. He looks incredible as well. He actually did a little Zoom yesterday, too, and said he doesn't want to leave the big leagues. I like it here. I would like to stay. And my friend, young man, you keep throwing like that, you will have a spot for a long time to come. He, I said it before, I'll say it again. Couldn't have been more wrong about Ryan Weathers. I really couldn't have been. Well, Ben, what I didn't know about, all I knew was the guy I saw on Twitter. And the guy I saw on Twitter when he first came up, and again, he's a young kid, right? He was like, man, I sure do miss high school. Man, I sure miss my girlfriend. Damn, prom was such the best night of my life. And I'm sitting at
hey,
the
seniors,
time.
Remember
hey,
these
seniors,
moments.
Remember this. This is the best year of your life. And I'm like, you're a pro ball player who had got like a huge signing bonus. Like, you're gonna be a big leaguer. And in my mind, I couldn't, as an old man that never even got close, I couldn't wrap my head around the fact that you weren't just focused on your thing. Then I watched him pitch in the minors, and I watched him talking trash and kind of grabbing his junk at one point, walking off. I'm like, this is my kind of guy.
When you were 19 years old, senior year of high school was the best year of your life. Now, hopefully, it's not going to be moving forward.
Forever. Those guys get stuck in that. They have a tough life.
And you can say, well, you know, Ryan, maybe you didn't want to tweet it out. But, you know, even signing a first-round contract, a big league deal, you know, going to the minor leagues, a lot of lonely nights. You're working hard. You don't know anybody. It's like going away to school. When you're a freshman in college, it's tough that first. Not
no,
wasn't for
no,
you.
It was not tough at all.
I had trouble adjusting the first couple of months.
Not
you know?
In the slightest.
Not for you. Okay,
freedom, girls, booze. It was the greatest. I'd do it again tomorrow if I could. If I could leave for college again tomorrow, I would.
No, didn't work that way for me. I needed some time to kind of find my groove and adjust a little bit. And
I didn't. I mean, I never found a groove. I just kept going from college to college. It was so fun. I just kept starting.
I love starting new colleges. Love it.
This is the greatest.
Finishing them, not so much. But starting them is fantastic. The other news, though, yesterday was not so good from the backfields in Peoria.
No, this sucked.
Jose Castillo, left-handed relief pitcher. He had to go all the way back to 2018 when he made his debut, and he was electric.
Filthy.
In 2018, just electric. When he came out, he was striking out, you know, all kinds of big league batters. And then since then, he basically has not played at all. He had one appearance in 2019. Various injuries have kept him out. Flexor strain in his left forearm, spring training 2019. Then he left his only game after facing four batters with a torn tendon in his index finger. Lat strain in the summer camp last year. But he was coming back this year and, you know, could have possibly been a key member of the Padres bullpen, a guy who has late inning stuff, Woods.
No doubt about it, man. I saw people yesterday saying, it wasn't really counting on him. I kind of was because it's been a couple of years and we were all really looking forward to his return. And I don't know what it was, man. It was but apparently, based on some eyewitness reports of some people who were there, it was a quick. Like, hey, shut it down. Shut it down right now.
He's facing live batters for the first time and cut it short with forearm tightness. Now, you know, I think the pessimist in all of us says, well, that's something serious and he's going to be shut down for a long time. We don't know that for sure, and I'm certainly hoping for the best for Jose Castillo, but just doesn't seem like this kid can really catch a break when it comes to his health and stay on the field.
Yeah, it's a real bummer. But, you know, and what's the thing we always talk about? We always talk, well, we're deep. We are. You're absolutely deep. And it's not going to be a loss that cripples the Padres' bullpen by any stretch. But what happens and what can happen is if three, four, five guys start getting things like this, that's when you run into a problem. It's happened before. It happened in the outfield a couple of years ago. And you don't want this to be something that's, you know, it's not contagious, but you don't want it to be contagious.
All right, we talked about Fernando Tatis Jr. in the Grand Slam. That wasn't the only interesting aspect from yesterday's game. We'll talk some more Padres baseball coming up. And then at the top of the hour, Woods, Mackenzie Gore will join us from Peoria.
Can't wait.
He's reportedly looked electric so far on those backfields. He'll get his first start in the Cactus League tomorrow for the Padres, but he will join us coming up at 7 o'clock. Stick around. Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.